This is Voice Notes to Friends.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Voice Notes to Friends. This is either the last episode of season one or the second to last episode of season one. We're not sure yet.
We're still debating.
Yeah, if you hear from us next week, then it wasn't the last episode, obviously. But if you don't, then I guess we'll talk to you next season. This week, I guess, I don't know, I'll talk about myself and then T can also talk a little bit about how she's feeling. I'm really stressed out. Like, this is supposed to be positive or whatever, but it's also supposed to be, like, talking to a friend.
Yeah.
So
I feel like you're answering the question, you know, how are you really?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm basically just a little bit just stressed and, like, overwhelmed with work and life and stuff. So this is, and we've been wanting to do this anyway, so we're gonna play a game. We're not really strangers. It's actually an Instagram account as well. It's a really, really good Instagram account. So we really recommend that you go give them a follow and just check out their content. But yeah, so it's just a casual one just to check in with you guys, check in with each other and ourselves. And I guess I'll start with like, how are you this week, T, before we start, and then I'll go through the instructions and then we'll just go straight into the game.
Yeah, I'm stressed out. Work is exhausting and demanding. And this weekend I traveled, well, domestically. And that was a fun weekend, but so it was like a very different pace. I'm usually just home doing nothing, which I enjoy. So this one was a nice change of pace, but I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
Plus with work, I'm just extra tired. I just want to be off, you know? I feel like I'm on all the time, that I just want to be off. I want a vacation.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully this will help you check in even more deeply with yourself and find out what you're needing to do. Okay, so I've been wanting to get this game for a really long time. Actually, it's a different kind of game, I guess, where you ask each other deep questions. Mm-hmm. And yeah, shout out to Tamara, who also does our graphics, by the way, but she gave it to me, so yeah, thank you for that as well.
Just disclaimer, F is the one that has the game.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, she's gonna like show me the questions through the
screen. I'm gonna try and not look, but also like make sure it's in focus on FaceTime so that T can see. So if it's a little bit awkward, sorry, but I think we'll make it work. I'll quickly read out the instructions. I'll try and summarize, but basically there's three levels. I have the normal game, and then there's an extension pack, and I have the extension pack from Red Table Talk, which just gives you a bunch of extra questions for each level, basically. I think you're supposed to like stare into each other's eyes, but like because of technology, we're gonna skip. I'm just gonna start. I'll ask you first and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Basically, if I draw a card, T has to answer and vice versa. But if T suggested, and it's a good suggestion, that we'll both just answer the question anyways, because we want it to be a conversation, basically. So we're gonna go with probably four for each level and see how we go. And yeah, basically you have the option to ask your partner to dig deeper once every level. And we'll go from there. Level one is supposed to be around perception, so the questions are going to be around, like, do you know how others see you? And about gaining perspective on what first impressions we give off and challenging the assumptions we make about other people. Level two is about connection, so who are you really? It's about asking rarely asked questions and connecting on a deeper level. And then level three is about reflection, so just reflecting on basically level one and two and what you found out about yourself or the other person. Shall we begin?
Yalla.
Okay. Bina. So I'm question one.
You go first.
I'll take the card. Oh. Okay. This is a bit, okay, it's good. It's like a warm-up question.
Okay.
How many speeding tickets do you think I've gotten in my life?
Think either zero or like the one.
Yeah, zero. I'm
Yeah.
actually a really safe driver.
You
Like, when my mom,
has the kid.
yeah, when I was learning to drive, my mom was like, go faster. Like, you have to live a little, you know, when I'm in the car with you. Like, not unsafe, but you know, I'm just like a really safe, I'm just a really anxious person as well. So I'm like always trying to be safe. How about you? Well, you just started driving recently, so.
Yeah, I have. Do you want to guess how many speeding tickets I have
I don't know
or
why.
have
I
not?
think you have like road rage. I don't know why. I imagine that you have a road rage. But I
You're
don't know about
spot
speeding
on.
tickets. Yeah, two.
Road rage is, yeah, yep, very
Yeah.
present.
Do you
Man,
have you gone? I would
probably.
say two, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think I got two or three speeding tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I
Not gonna lie.
know, I'm so that person.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, why? Why are you
Yeah.
doing that? The thing is, I have road rage as well, but like, I'm always like internalizing it. You know, I'm just like,
No,
no,
I'm
you
very
never know.
expressive.
You should be patient with people and all of that. Okay,
I need some
here.
of that.
Wait, can you see?
Do I seem wait, do I seem like someone who would get a name tattooed on myself? Why or why not?
You, yes.
What?
You
Oh
do.
yes.
You literally do.
I forgot?
Yeah, but I think
You're
that's a
right.
bit different.
Yeah, it's
But
different.
yeah.
Yeah, because when you said that, I know Aslan, when I read the question out loud, and no, I thought, yeah, like a spouse or a boyfriend or
Yeah,
something. I didn't even think in Hagatanya.
yeah.
So I was like, no.
No. But I mean, for context, I guess you do have a name tattooed.
Yeah. You
So
know.
yeah, but that's different. So yeah. Anna, I would. I totally
Really?
would. Yeah, actually I really would because I really believe in the so I have my best friend and I have a matching tattoo, and that friend we don't talk anymore. Like we're not
Yeah.
friends. Well, I mean like whatever, you can call anyone a friend, but we're really not friends anymore. We didn't, you know, we're not on bad terms, but we're just not. Like we don't talk and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would never get it removed or anything. It's like symbolizes this period in my life that was so great. So
Yeah,
I
but
don't
you're,
know
it's
how
not
to,
names, right?
but it's the number of the flat we lived in together, and she has the same one.
Yeah, but that's cute because that's like memories, you know?
Yeah. No, but I mean like even if I had the name, like I don't know, I'm not really against it because I feel like
Okay.
it would symbolize like that chapter or like that period that that person and I were close. Yeah. I mean, I have no urge. I've had no urge to get like a significant
That's
other's name tattooed, but I don't think it's that bad. Like, you know, people go get it lasered and stuff, and I just
Right.
don't think it's that bad. I guess, I don't know. I guess if like you then moved on with someone else and they were like, why is like, you know, Michael's name on you all the time or something like that, I would get it kind of. But I just feel like it's just at the time it made sense.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would, but I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay. Next. What do you think I'm most sensitive to?
Oh, I think I could be way off. But I think if someone didn't like appreciate something that you did. But not in a way that's like, mission, no, oh yeah, I appreciate it. They don't have to vocalize it, but I think like in the long term, if people just take things for granted, like that's annoying.
I feel like you're saying that based on our mutual friend, basically, that like because I like the person that never mind, I don't want to get into it, but basically the person that we met through that was like the classic case for our like relationship, friendship, whatever. Yes and no, but like I'm mostly sensitive to people's energies. Like, and especially the people that I care about. So I guess in a way you're right. As in like, if I was trying to make someone happy by like, not happy, you can't make someone happy, but you know what I mean? Like if I was doing all these favors for my mom, I'm not trying to make it good. And I felt like it didn't actually have the desired effect of like making her life easier, making her more comfortable, whatever. Then yeah, I am really sensitive. I'm actually sensitive. I'm really sensitive to other people. I think like I'm an empath. So yeah.
No, for sure.
I am more sensitive to other, super sensitive to other people.
What about me? What do you think I'm most sensitive to?
I don't know. This is based on like recent history, I would say, like our conversations recently. And I think you're very sensitive to people. I again could be very wrong, but I think you're really sensitive to people like misunderstanding your intentions or like boxing you in, you know, trying to label your like, oh, you did this because you believe this, or, you know, like just really trying to put these like, what is it, like projecting onto, you know, how they feel. But I don't know. Is it?
Are you? Yeah, I would say criticism. If I were to kind of have a drop down kind of thing menu, then like the main thing is
criticism.
Yeah, criticism.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a call and I had to decline.
That's okay.
So yeah, you're right. But because this, I voiced very clearly.
Yeah. No, because recently we've had conversations about it as well. But I don't even think, I don't know, I don't want to talk like on your behalf, but I just don't even think that it's criticism when it's like warranted criticism. It's just when people are like,
if it's, you know, feedback, Adi.
Yeah, but when people make up this whole story in their head about why you're acting a certain way or whatever, and it's just not true.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess, yeah, being misunderstood, criticized on something that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what do you think my main love language is?
Is it words of affirmation? Have you done the quiz?
Yeah.
Is it words of affirmation?
That's my number two.
Oh, what's number one?
Quality time.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think for you too.
Yeah, for me it's definitely quality time.
Definitely.
Yeah, one-on-one quality time especially. We've recently spoken about this as well, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Quality time is so nice. Like, when someone actually makes the time to, like, actually, like, be present with you.
Yeah, of course.
It's so nice. Okay. I think we're on... Okay, so we're on four now. Do you want to do, like, one more each? Yeah. And then move on to the next level? Or?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Oh, I feel like you would buy, like, I know this though, like, you would buy like really expensive socks.
Yeah, I would just, it's
like trinkets and stuff.
Yeah, you know? Like just little things that would make me happy in the moment, or like would make me really comfortable. Like, I literally, yesterday, 2 days ago, God, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this, I bought 20-pound hot sauce.
Oh my God.
Literally, there's this truffle hot sauce.
Oh, wow.
In Selfridges. And I've been looking at it for a while, and I was like, I never even checked the price, but I was like, that's so like extravagant, you know, whatever. I'm not going to buy truffle hot sauce. And then my friend posted it on Instagram, and he was like, it's worth every penny, blah, blah, blah. And then I was in Selfridges, and I was really hangry and cranky. And I saw it, and I was like, I'm going to treat myself. And then when I walked out, I was like, that's literally the most expensive hot sauce like I'm ever going to buy. Because it was a small bottle. It wasn't even, like, a huge bottle.
Dude, truffle anyways, is the key, you know?
Yeah. And hot sauce. Think about it. It is worth it because it's, like, the two best accessories.
I feel like some restaurants get really lazy, and they just put truffle on everything. And I'm like, dude, no. Come on.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, I don't really tend to order truffle dishes in restaurants just because, you know, I don't like it when they shave like shit tons of truffle on top because it's so overpowering.
Right.
But I have like truffle salt. when it's like little pieces of truffle and salt, and I put it like on my breakfast or like truffle chips. You know that brand of chips? They do the black truffle chips. It's really nice. Or like truffle butter. I was in Whole Foods Puerto the other day. They had truffle. Like stuff like that I like. But you know when you go to like fancy restaurants and they have like just a lot on your pasta. I don't really like that. Yeah. Okay, what do I think you're most likely to splurge on? I don't know. I'm honestly going to say like Golden Goose sneakers. Like, I feel like you would walk in and buy five pairs.
Dude, yeah, I know. I have a problem. I have a sneaker problem in general, but specifically Golden Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have like five pairs already.
Yeah. I just, they're so comfortable and versatile.
I know.
So I don't blame you. Okay.
Finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I'd think
you're... Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I think, and then I have to fill it in.
Yeah, I fill it in for you.
Oh.
Oops. Well, we both do, but me first.
Go.
I think you're really intellectual.
Just by looking at me?
Yeah, like when I first met you, I really thought you were intellectual.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
I thought you were not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I thought you were intelligent.
Well, yeah, I thought you were intelligent as well.
And intellectual.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know when I first met you.
I feel like I don't even think we spoke that much, but I just felt I'm really going to get along with this one.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah, same. But we didn't talk for a while as well. Yeah. Like, not like completely didn't talk, but just didn't get into a conversation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I really did think that. Wow, thank you. Most people, when they meet me, they don't say that, Annie. That's not really the first thing that they say. Standoffish, you know, the usual when you meet someone. But I didn't think you were standoffish at all, Bax. But I just really thought you were, like, an intellectual person.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I get that I'm unapproachable. But then other people tell me, no, not at all, Bax. I seem friendly.
Same. I feel like I've taken the feedback on, though, when people have said that I'm not approachable. Because I'm really shy.
Same.
If I don't know you. So, but I feel like people that I've met like later in life, but like more recently have said that I'm not approachable. So I feel like maybe like subconsciously I've taken on people's feedback and I'm trying to like be more friendly open. Looking kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Okay. So that was round one.
Level two.
Level two connection. So let's, start with the normal pack. It is, right?
I'm going to order it. I just ordered the really hoodie and stuff, but yeah, I'm going to order it.
Oh, really? I didn't. The emotionally available or the emotionally unavailable? I can't remember what it was.
La gibt el basic one. I did libas maktub aleha. We're not really strangers.
Yeah.
Umen goa maktub aleha. But we're all the same inside. Hi,
kid. Yeah. It is
cute. And then my sibling. Got the anxiety one.
Oh.
And the cover, the iPhone cover. Conversation, so cool. cheat, something like that.
I have the stickers. Tamara also gave me the stickers, so I just put them on the back of my phone and called it a phone case. Okay. Oh, this is fun. So it's the wild card.
Okay.
And it says, press shuffle on your music library and explain the first song that comes up.
Explain the first song that comes up. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is fun. Okay, I'll go to liked songs and just like shuffle. Oh, okay. Oh my god, I love this song. Okay, it's called What I Want the Most by Diamond Cafe. And it's like a Prince song. It's so groovy. And it just sounds like Prince, but white. Like a white boy singing.
What is it called again?
What I Want the Most.
What I Want the Most. Okay, I'm gonna listen to it after.
I like it. Yeah, later turn.
Okay. Oh, of course. It's a J Hus song. Big Conspiracy.
Who's J Hus?
J Hus is an English... I don't know if it counts as rap. His genre of music is like its own name, but he's an artist from East London, and he's really good. I don't know, like I love his lyrics, and on his album, Big Conspiracy, which is his latest release, this is like the song, it's called Big Conspiracy, but the album's also Big Conspiracy. Like the vocals are so good. I think on this song it's his sister.
Ooh.
And it's so good. Just like it's so good. Like the I don't know, like the lyrics are really deep, but also the music and the background vocals from the girl on the song, which I think is his sister. You know, when they just it just makes you feel so nice. Like I can't explain it, but it's such like it's just such nice music, but then also the lyrics are really deep. Sometimes when I listen to music, I know it's gonna sound like really weird, but like when I listen to music and it's about like, you know, cars and girls and whatever, sometimes and the music is nice, but I just sometimes I feel like it's a bit point, but this is like actually the lyrics are deep, so I'm like, wow, this music is
I
amazing.
put it in up next. I added it to the queue.
Yeah, tell me what you think after. Maybe on like our stories this week, we can say like what we thought about each other's songs as well.
Good idea.
Okay, cool. Your turn.
Oh, wait. Wait, I can't see it. Okay, what has been your earliest recollection of happiness? Oof. This one's tough. Oh, wait, you're
Yeah.
waiting for me to answer?
Oh, you're waiting for me. Sorry, I thought it was you. I don't know why I was waiting for you. Okay, but you should think too because you're next. Can't remember, but I mean, I can remember what comes to mind now because, okay, this is a bit weird, but my friend passed away when I was younger and we used to swim together, and I remember it was my birthday. Must have been like my 11th, 12th birthday, something like that. And I was Finedi playing like football with her, my friend Lala Hama that passed away, and my two other guy friends, Omar and Omar. We all used to swim together. And I like retrospectively remembered that day because back then there was phones and stuff. Like we used to text and MSN and computers, like that was a thing. But I remember that day was so simple and we just had so much fun literally just kicking a football around. But the thing is, that wasn't normal for those days. And I just remember after she passed away, I just remembered, oh, that was such a nice day. Like it was so simple and nice, which is kind of weird, but that's the first time, don't know how to explain it, but that's the first time I retrospectively recognized happiness, if that makes sense. I was like, oh, you were so happy and it was so simple, kind of thing. I don't think that's the first time because I was like 10 or 11, so I'm sure like if I really dig deep, I'll remember earlier memories, but that was the first time that I remembered a memory of happiness, if that makes sense.
That's really nice, and I'm sorry about your friend. Okay, I don't know how to answer this, which I don't know how I feel about. But I think like a happy memory. Actually, yeah, this was a happy memory, but I'm sure there's other ones, but this is definitely one of them. So definitely in the US. And I think, I don't know, it was just such a simple it was so simple, but I remember feeling really happy about this as a child, that I had ballet classes and that I was able to leave the last class of the day early so I can go to ballet class. And just that feeling of having to miss class and go to ballet class was so fun for me as a child. Do you know what I mean? Like, wow, I have ballet and I look like, you know, like Swan Lake and stuff, like in my head, you know? So yeah.
Well, that's so nice.
I
I
think that's
miss
it for me.
school, you know?
Yeah, it was so
Like just
simple.
being a child.
Yeah. Just playing with dolls and stuff. Hey, سهلة.
Yeah. No, I definitely miss that. Okay. Who in your life do you feel you can be your most vulnerable with? Explain.
Definitely غير يعني my family وكذا, you know, my mom and my siblings and stuff. Definitely my friends. Like you, I can be vulnerable with you. And like my friends, like my sisters, you know what I mean? مش الفريندز اللي هم اي حد. لا, I have, انا اصلا I have a close circle, and then within that close circle I have these like sisters.
Yeah.
And I love, هم بس اثنين مثلا كده يعني ثلاثة. Yeah. بس ف it's like I have four people, you بس عارف اللي هو obviously كل واحد على water kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's different. You go it's to different people for different things.
Yeah,
as well.
But I feel the same احساس of vulnerability with each person. So yeah. The concept of vulnerability I feel with each of these people in my life.
Yeah.
But it's not with obviously everyone in the world.
Yeah,
Yanny.
No, of course. Yeah.
What about you?
I can't actually be vulnerable with anyone.
Wow.
It's really something like I'm working on in therapy right now, because I used to be able to be vulnerable with only my best friend that you know, the tattoo one, basically. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't conscious. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so hurt. I'm not going to be, you know, like when you have a bad experience and you get closed off. But I feel like I have something like blocked, like I can't be that way anymore. Mm. But yeah.
Is this something you want to work on?
For the longest time, I didn't. I was like, oh, I'm fine by myself. And like, if I don't need blah, blah, blah. But now I'm like, yeah, I want to have friends again. It sounds really weird, but like, now I want to have friends again. And like, in my relationship, I want to be vulnerable. Like, I want to have those things again. And so, yeah. But I'm not like, I don't know, nothing in my, I'm not really working hard towards anything in my life anymore. I don't know how to, not like, of course I do work hard, like stuff. But I mean, like, I feel like it'll come when it comes. Like, I'm not forcing myself to be vulnerable. And like, occasionally when I talk to you, like about my, you know, current situation, like there are moments of vulnerability, but I'm just not as open, like, and after I talk to you, Hatta, and I feel so comfortable talking to you, but after I talk to you, I'm like, oh, did I share too much? Did I burden her? You know, like, so it's just, I still have moments, but I'm not as open as I used to be. And I do want to be, but I feel like it just, it will come with time.
Yeah, it'll come.
Yeah. Okay.
What's brought you the most unexpected joy recently?
My socks. My expensive socks. Yeah, I don't know. Wait, let me think. I don't know about unexpected, because honestly, I'm the kind of person, like, even though my temperament tends towards sad, I'm the kind of person that approaches literally everyday experiences with so much excitement, and I'm always expecting, like, something nice to happen.
That's
so
nice.
That's yeah, I wouldn't say unexpected, because I, like, literally going to the supermarket, I'm always expecting, like, I'm gonna find literally something to make me happy. So yeah, I can't, yeah, probably my socks, truly, because like, I bought them and I knew I would be happy about them, but they were so soft and extra comfortable, so I was like, wow, like, socks are life-changing, you know, which sounds so silly, but you know, sometimes it's the little things.
It is.
Yeah. How about you?
So yeah, on that note, like, something that brings me so much joy, these pants I bought. Dude, they're so comfy. They're so comfy that I want to buy them in almost every color. Like, I want to make them in every single color. And every time I wear these pants, I get compliments.
What pants are they?
They're like, dude, they're from ASOS. Like, they're so adi, but they're just so comfortable, and they look really cool. I bought like sura. Well, like, like, whoa, nice pants. And I'm like, really? Okay. That's like one thing, but no, something that really brought me joy is one day kada get el bait, and there were these biscuits that someone in the house bought, because say one of my siblings bought it, because she was like, you know, I know you like this one. Like, I know you
That's
like these biscuits.
Nice. When people,
I don't know,
like,
I don't know why I'm saying siblings. I have a sibling. I'm trying to be like mysterious, whatever.
Yeah,
so big. Whatever. I have a sibling, a sister, and she got me these biscuits. Like, it's like these little things, you know?
Yeah. That's always so nice. My boyfriend, bought me a Kindle.
Yeah, that's cool.
The other day. Yeah. So nice.
It's
though.
So like convenient.
It's so convenient, and I was talking about it for a while, and I was like, should I get it? I'm the most indecisive person, and I was just like, I don't know how to explain it, because, like, yeah, it is a nice gift. Like, if someone got me a Kindle Hatta for my birthday, I would appreciate it. It's not like a biscuit or, you know, a chocolate bar. It is a, but it was more like, it was so out of nowhere, and I love that. Like, I love just making people's days, like, like, I always think, I don't know, this is completely, completely separate, but I was talking to someone about this the other day, you know, and if, like, if, you know, there's homeless people or, you know, on the street, and you give someone, like, £1, I always, like, well, since I was younger, I wanted my own money so I could do this. And when you do it, it's so nice. Like, if you give one person, like, £20 or £50, you know, like, it's so nice. This is completely different than the gift, obviously. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just giving someone something unexpected that really turns their day around. Definitely. Kind of thing. Yeah. It's because, like, you're just going about life. You're like, oh, just another day, you know, going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And then someone does one thing for you that really turns things around. It's
My work buddy, kuryom to give like the snacks, umarafshe, tiktibli notes. It's cute. So it's, like, it's so little nice. Things, Fallon.
Yeah.
When you least expect them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, shall we do, we're on four for this level. Do you want to do one more each, Pardo, like last time?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, for it about five each, right?
No, three each.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Hmm. What do you crave more of?
Okay, listen, food-wise, peanut butter and bananas.
No, food-wise.
I know. Spontaneity.
That's a good one.
No problem. But why?
Like, sorry, there's not supposed to be follow up questions, but might as well, since this is a podcast.
No, but you could say dig deeper.
Yeah. No. But I want to ask a question on your answer. Oh, okay. I don't want you to dig deeper, but I just want to know, like, I was saying, do you feel like you're craving more spontaneity? What a word. Mm-hmm. Anyways, because you're not, like, taking chances or making spontaneous decisions, because of the current situation we're in, you feel like you're not given the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I'm not given the opportunity at all.
Yeah, okay. So it's not like work you're is less very adventurous. Demanding. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Work is so demanding, Madar Shani.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. What do I crave more of?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like alone time. Because I just feel like, and just like downtime, like I feel like my life is super full on, and I just want to, like, preface this with, like, I'm so grateful because I asked for this and, like, almost manifested it. Yeah, like, I wanted to have this type of job, and I wanted to, like, do this podcast, for example, and I wanted to, like, be involved in all of these things. I wanted to be more social. I wanted my family to be here more often, to come visit in the UK more often. But with that, like, there's not, and just like maintaining a relationship and friendships and all of that, they're all things that I'm super grateful for. Of but course. At the same time, like, I just don't have any downtime. But it's weird because as much as I'm craving it, I don't want to give up anything. Relax, I want to add more stuff.
It's just so, like, it's, I want just, all like, really this hard. Stuff plus alone time. Just, like, add extra.
Yeah, literally, extra, like, topping. I just need the day to be, like, 28 hours, maybe. I think if I had 4 extra hours a day, I'd be
good. That would solve it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a weird one. Okay, your turn.
Wild card. Sing the chorus of your favorite song of all time. And get into it. Oh my god.
Should we do this one? Well, let's skip. Should we spare people our voices? Oh, I don't mind. No.
I sound awful.
Same. I have it in my head though. Like, I know what I'm gonna sing.
What is it?
It's Best I Ever Had by Drake, 2009, I think. But it's the clean version, because I was in America at the time and I used to hear it on the radio. So it's like, it goes like, "You're the fucking best," the real song.
Yeah.
I for years I thought it was you the best, like you the best. But anyways, no, I'm gonna spare people. This is the song though. If you want to picture me singing the chorus, do you want to say what yours is at least?
My favorite song
of all time. Yeah.
I don't have a favorite song. Okay, I don't have a favorite song of all time, but actually, this song, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's a song I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is
like
it?
When I hear this song, I'm like, wow, this is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Play Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. I just feel like the music, just musically, it's brilliant. So whenever I hear that song, I'm like, yes, I just appreciate it so much. Like, it's so well done. I'm like, bravo, you know? Okay.
Everyone, you can tell which one of us is like, has more refined taste. No! I was like, Drake, best I ever had. You're the fucking best. I'm like 2009 on the radio.
No, it's just different taste.
Yeah.
But I like that song.
It is. It's a great song.
Just the other day, one of my friends was saying how great Drake is. Like, we were commending Drake.
It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great entertainer. Anyways, I think we should do another one for you just because that wasn't a real question. So we'll finish with one for you.
No, halas.
Should we move on to level 3, halas?
Yeah.
Okay,
fine. Why is wildcard ma btitahasab, Shani?
No, just because we didn't really sing the chorus. Like, I feel like we didn't actually answer the question. I mean, we did, bisfahma, not really. It was like a cop-out answer. But anyways, it's okay. We'll move on to level 3. Okay, so level 3 is reflection.
Okay.
And let's see.
Hey.
This was like write a note and we are not physically together, so it's hard. Okay. What do you think my weakness is?
I mean, I don't know how to articulate this properly, but it's like your love, like this deep, deep love for your family.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. It's, family and then people that kind of become family, basically.
Yeah. Family in the, whoever you think is your family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Just no boundaries. Like, I have no boundaries when with stuff like that. I don't know, I don't know that you have a weakness. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. Because I don't think it's not a weakness. So I don't want to mention it as a weakness.
What is it? Now I want to know.
No, it's not a weakness, but it's like, I don't know, we've spoken about, you spoke about this in the therapy episode as well.
What is it?
It's just like proving to yourself or other people, you are like good enough and worth it and stuff.
No, you're right.
But at the same time, it's like almost like you believe it. And it's like this struggle of like, I just need to prove it, but mostly to myself, but I am kind of thing.
Right,
and it's not a weakness. It's a struggle. Like, it's back and forth.
It's an insecurity.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn.
How does one... Hello. How does one earn your vulnerability? Have I earned it? How can I earn more? You kind of answered this one.
Yeah. I don't know how someone would earn it, really. Yeah. I feel like by making... honestly, I feel like by making me feel like I'm not a burden.
Do you feel because like I make you feel like a burden?
No, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing I feel like I can share with you and it doesn't feel like... But I do feel that way a lot of the time because I'm always like... Because I'm so like... I don't want to use the word busy because that's not true and it's about time management or whatever, all that crap. But like, honestly, a lot of the time I'm like, no, can we reschedule? Or like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm all over the place. So that's... But then you're always like, no, it's fine. I completely understand. So you do actually do a really good job of doing it. But that doesn't mean I don't feel like one. Like, I still do. But I feel like you do a lot to counteract me feeling that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not because... I'm not like telling you what you want to hear at all.
That's why, because I feel like you're kind of like a no bullshit person.
Yeah,
so that's why I feel like I believe you and I don't feel like a burden. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like if I knew you were just like being nice, or like I suspected that you were just being nice, I would definitely be like, oh my God, no, I am. But because I feel like you would be like, no, cut the crap. So I feel like, it makes me feel better in a way. But yeah, that's it. But yeah, so I would say that you have earned it. How can you earn, you have earned it, sorry. How can you earn it more? I don't know, really. That's it. We're at capacity. You've earned the maximum amount of like vulnerability that I have, basically. Yeah. How about you? How does one earn your vulnerability, and have I earned it, and how can I earn it more?
Can you earn more vulnerability? I mean, I don't know.
I guess I feel like if you get more comfortable or something around someone.
No, okay, so yeah, I definitely am vulnerable with you. You earned it.
Yeah.
But how did you earn it? I don't know. I think just like it's that dinner.
Yeah.
It's that dinner, dude, that we had
The first one
the first dinner.
with the friend, right?
Yeah, and we were
Yeah.
just vibing.
Yeah, it was, oh my
It
God, that
was
was
just a
such a,
feeling,
yeah.
kidda, and it was amazing.
That
I'll
was
never
amazing.
forget that
Me
night.
neither. That was literally one of the best nights of my life,
Yeah,
truly.
same.
And it was so, like, I don't know how to explain it, but so unremarkable in the setting and the way it
I
happened.
had to
Yanni,
get done, but
yeah.
so memorable.
Yeah, that was so nice. It was such a great, we should go back there one
Yeah,
time. In the
lazım.
summer, like, same
Same,
setting, same thing.
same outfits,
Yeah,
kullu.
exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, that was really nice. But how does one earn it in general? Like us, I feel like that was kind of like, how
Just
do you
like the
say, like
understanding,
serendipity.
right? So, because
Yeah.
yeah, what I felt at fil-adadi is just complete and utter unconditional understanding and love, fahma?
And no judgment
At
from
all.
anyone that was there. And I feel like everyone that was there, it wasn't that many people, but like everyone that was there was so different in their own way. Like everyone.
But there was just so much harmony in it.
Yeah, and no
Wow.
judgment at all. Like some of the stuff we were talking about, like someone was saying something I couldn't necessarily relate literally, like
Okay,
in
let's
like
give. Okay, so the context is like F and I are from one generation, and then the other, like, other people are from like another generation,
yeah.
and we were
And
just
career
bonding.
wise as
Yeah,
well, like
completely
completely
different.
different, like just completely different, but like yeah, literally everything everyone said. Everyone was like, I can totally relate, but in a
Yeah.
different way as well. It was so weird. And like, there was people that were married, not married, never been married, kids, no kids, you know, like it was just a mix of things. But yeah, anyways,
Great.
that was a good dinner.
Yeah.
It was a great dinner. Okay, level three. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how. Okay, what are you proudest of me for? Actually,
I
know my
guess,
answer for you. So,
really? Okay, so I
yeah.
would say removing yourself from situations that don't serve you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say exactly the same. And like, I'm always so proud of my friends when, like, my girlfriends when they do this. Like, honestly, there's no greater power. But with you, I don't know how to explain it because, like, technically, T—I mean, not technically, actually, T is older than me. But in those situations, I always feel like the older sister
Yeah.
kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're watching from afar and you're kind of saying a few things, but you're also wanting the other, like, I'm wanting you to live your own experience and all of that. But then when you finally do it, I'm like, yes, like, good for you, because I've also been there, and like you've, and vice versa, and you know how hard that situation can
Yeah,
be. And
yeah.
so when you do it, like, I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of you, because it does take strength, like to actually, you know, that
Remove yourself from something.
activation
Yeah,
energy, you know,
definitely.
like to get out of it.
Ulazim, the pr like this can extend it's this extends to every dimension of your life, and you're removing yourself from any situation that doesn't
Yeah.
serve you, whatever it is, work, fam, like whatever it may
Everything,
be.
yeah. Yeah, and it's so hard when you're in it because it's almost like you're blinded, you know, you can't see all the facts and stuff. But yeah. Okay. Ooh.
You've shown me blank about myself. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, I don't know, like it's not good English, but you've shown me like how not smart, but like how smart and cool I am. I don't know how to explain it, but like when we talk, I feel like smart and cool.
Same. But then maybe people listen to this and they're like, you guys are idiots. I don't think so. I hope not.
That's true. But no, but it doesn't matter because that's just how you make me feel about myself. So it doesn't matter. I hope I don't sound like an idiot. I hope we don't sound like idiots. But like, that's just, it's nice. Like, I love being around people. That's the feeling
you induce in me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like my biggest hope is that when people are around me, they feel really good about themselves kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. I don't know. Do you want to, we've done we can do one more round of level three if you want.
It's the last one, right?
Yeah, Kida, we would have done like six of each, basically. Should we do one more?
Why not?
Okay, let's do it. This is more for like people that just met, so I'm just gonna skip. Okay, give your partner a compliment you don't think they hear enough. We can go in either order because I think it likes for both of us. I don't know. But I don't know what you hear or don't hear, that's the thing.
Yeah, same. I don't know. I hope you hear that you're beautiful. I hope you hear that you're intelligent. I hope you hear that you're fun and cool and stuff from everyone. Yeah,
I don't think I hear that I'm fun. Am I fun?
Yeah, I think you're fun. I have fun with you. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. I don't know, because I don't think I'm that fun.
Because no, but like then your fun is my fun. So then if you're not fun, then I'm not fun. Exactly.
That's the point. Because like maybe, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe I just hang out with people whose fun is different than what my fun is. Yeah. So I feel like I'm not fun kind of thing. What do I think you don't hear enough? I don't know if you don't hear this enough. I'm sure you do, but I do think you're beautiful. Like, again, like, as well as thinking that you're intellectual, when I met you, I remember, this is going to sound so weird, but like, I remember I thought you looked so like, striking, like it sounds like I'm like from an old English novel kind of thing, but you do look very like beautiful, but like I don't know how to like unusually beautiful, like not a plain Jane, not that there's anything wrong with being a plain Jane, you know.
Dude,
what
I'm
I mean
blushing. What the hell,
but really
thank
I
you
just
so
think
much
that...
I mean I don't know.
Yeah,
wow.
No, that's really how I felt when I first met you. Yeah. You're welcome. I don't know if you hear that often.
The thing is, see, I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, I hear that so often. But when I do hear it, it doesn't register almost.
Yeah.
But that's on me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, this is the reason it's completely like going off on a tangent. But like, this is why I was such a big fan. I'm not a big fan anymore because of his comments on women's like, rights and like women's bodies and whatever, but like this is why I used to be such a big fan of Kanye West because he was so like always like I'm so great at a time when people were like, you know, everyone wants you to be humble and self-deprecating almost, but he was always like I'm great and I was such a big fan of that because it's just like, you know, so against what society wants us to be. So yeah, I don't know what you said about like it's on me reminded me of that, and that like, yes, we should talk more about like our achievements and like I mean, sometimes, to be very honest, some days I look in the mirror and I'm like, wow, I'm so pretty. And some days I'm like, oh god, I don't want to look at myself. So it just it, like
no I goes. I have those days too. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd look at a picture, or I'd look at myself or whatever, be like, yeah, like I look good today, you know.
Yeah No, I want to have more of those days and just be comfortable with like all versions
it should
be of
like
myself.
Every day, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, last one. Can you see?
In a word, oh my god, this is a perfect final question.
Wow, what is it? Can't see.
Okay, in a word, how would you describe our conversation?
Oh, a word? It's like the perfect last question, but it's not for us, so at least not for me. I could never say anything in one word.
I know.
I would actually say healing. Like, I feel better.
That's cute.
After this conversation. I don't think I'm healed, but Fahma, I feel like better. Like, I came to this conversation feeling really stressed out and anxious, and I now feel a lot lighter, kind of. Oh, your turn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, one word? Like, in my head, I have like five words.
Yeah. Go for it. I mean,
I feel like the first word that I want to say is necessary.
Yeah.
Like, this had to happen, you know? But also, yeah, it was bound to happen. Like, this is aslan how our conversations are typically when we do meet and do have those dinners and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's elements of this conversation in our other conversations.
Yeah.
This is just, like, amplified.
Necessary.
But also, just... It was, this is fun for me. I generally enjoyed this.
Same. I mean, I love having conversations like this. And I feel like people should have, like, I just hate, I don't know. I
small
hate
talk.
Small talk. I hate small talk.
Don't I actually have wrong, a game like this called Big Talk. Instead of small talk.
Yeah, it's such a good idea, honestly. Like, I just, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I love talking about random shit as well. Mm-hmm. I just don't like small talk for the sake of small talk, you know? Yeah. Like, just really random shit. And talking about people.
Yes.
Hate it.
Awful. What's that quote? Like, it basically, if you talk about people, you're just very simple-minded, basically.
Oh,
that's
it's
the,
like,
gist of it.
Small
minds discuss people, right?
People. Big minds discuss ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's better than what we're like butchering it, but basically it's a good quote. But yeah, I mean, I used to gossip, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. But I think, I don't know if it's I grew out of it or I literally just don't have a big enough circle of friends to have anyone to gossip about.
Yeah. It's but different when you gossip with like your like best friend from third grade, you know?
Yeah, no, but like,
but gossiping,
like really,
like,
caring about what people are up to. I don't care at all what people are up to anymore. At all. Like, oh, who got married, who blah, blah. I literally just don't care.
We're good.
But I used to be like, what? They got married, you know, like just really, really into it, but I'm just really not into it anymore.
If we hear it, are we still engaging or no? Like, what if I just hear it? And if Ado smet, but I'm not engaging in it.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm not saying I never gossip. Like, if I go home, if I go back to Egypt and my friends are gossiping, I'm not like, guys, I don't like talk. You know, like, I'm not like holier than
now.
No. Of course I engage.
No, of
but I mean,
not.
I used to be a lot more into it and like seeking it kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
no, but if you're
I
just like listening, you're like, you're part of it. You're not saying
yeah,
like,
no. I listen and I engage in everything, but just I'm not like seeking it out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm no longer like if it happens, it happens, but I'm not like, oh, did you hear? And like, you know, like I really used to actively gossip previously, but now not so much anymore, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and no, but I definitely like call my friends out now if they're saying something like really mean about someone.
Yeah.
I used to be like, oh, whatever, harmless, no one's listening. But now I actually really like, I try to like not say mean things, even if I know it's never going to go back to the person. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to be better little by little every day.
Of course, that's all we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. That was the game. Did you? Yeah, you did. You just said you enjoyed it. I was like, did you enjoy it? That you literally just said you enjoyed it. So yeah, I guess we'll just wrap up. I don't know if we're going to have an episode next week. We'll see.
Yeah.
But if we not, don't.
Farewell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. I've been really enjoying doing this.
Definitely.
And just having a forum to like express my thoughts, basically, and just like have this conversation with you on a weekly
basis. Yeah, just having
the
space. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I mean, I guess we can, like, talk a little bit about, like, what we hope for next season. Like, we're hoping to, like, basically, hopefully, right, do 2.0s of the topics we discussed, but possibly with, like, guests on, as well as, like, tackle any topics that we either didn't have time or didn't get a chance to talk about. Or, like, I'll talk about from my side. We really, really wanted to talk about sexual assault.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel ready. And, like, honestly, it's just such a heavy topic. So it's not really something that was so easy. Like, it wasn't, like, we couldn't just do it. We it needed to, like, have the attention, I guess, that it need, like, deserved. So, yeah. That's my
really
side of
feel
it.
I really feel like I want to end this season with our thoughts on, you know, religion.
Yeah. What is it?
I just really feel like that's how I don't know.
Yeah. So if we'll back next week, it's going to be religion, but we don't know. Either way, talk to you next week or talk to you next season, basically.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on social.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.